Today is Wednesday in the sixth week of Easter, May 12th, 2021. In the Acts of the Apostles, we hear about the spread of the gospel message through the Roman Empire, beginning in Jerusalem and ending in Rome. Athens was one of the great intellectual centers of the Roman Empire, and Paul goes there to preach to the intellectual elite of his time. The way he speaks in Athens is very different from the way he preaches in Antioch or Jerusalem. In fact, some of his colleagues in Jerusalem would have been shocked to hear the way Paul spoke in Athens. This should teach us not to be shocked when priests and theologians speak about Christianity in different ways to different cultures. How to explain the gospel to Christians in America is different from how you explain it to Hindus in India, to Muslims in Indonesia, to campesinos in Latin America, or to scientists at a secular university. Notice, in Athens, Paul does not begin by telling the Athenians that they are all going to hell because they are worshiping idols. He begins respectfully, acknowledging their religious character. He notes that one of their sanctuaries is dedicated to an unknown god. And then he builds his sermon around that bit of local information. Much of what he says to the Athenians is compatible with Greek philosophy. He is showing how reason and revelation are not incompatible. He even quotes from Aratus, a Greek poet. St. Augustine in the fourth century will follow Paul's example and use Neoplatonism to explain Christianity to the intellectuals of his time. Thomas Aquinas in the 13th century will use Aristotelianism to do the same thing. Today, the church needs to be brave in following the example of Paul, Augustine, and Thomas, and using contemporary ideas to explain Christianity to people, especially the young, in the 21st century. We should not be shocked by when theologians try to do this. For example, today some theologians are using evolutionary theory to explain Christianity. Pope Benedict, in an Easter homily, spoke of Christ as the next step in human evolution. This is an extraordinary statement when you remember that the Church once thought evolution was a heresy. Finding new ways of talking about Christianity is in keeping with what Jesus tells the disciples in the Gospel today. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth will guide you to all truth. The Spirit of truth will guide you. This should give us confidence that the Spirit will guide the church in explaining Christ to the world. And if we get it wrong, the Spirit will guide us back to the truth. Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. I leave the Spirit to guide you."